then you can't catch it. Work, work, don't stop.
After Dusk Monday, so every Monday, you know, we go in with some hot music, hot interviews, hot news, hot mess, whatever. And sometimes you get it all. Sometimes you get a little bit of those things, a little bit, whatever. Today is the Music and Randomness show. That's where because it's Memorial Day. And you're chilling, you probably eating your barbecue, just relaxing. You're like, I just want to chill, man. We give you that opportunity. And today's show, of course, because it is the Music and Randomness show, we will be playing some music, and it will be random. There's no particular topic. There's no particular guest. You are the guest. So, yes, you get to call in. Whatever, and act the fool, this is your time to do that. Act the fool, you know, there are some limits on that, because I will not be dealing with those little people that just spam and call in and try to just say racist stuff all day. You will get hung up on with. So, going on top of reminding everybody what Memorial Day is about. Memorial Day, because everybody thinks it's about turning up, getting drunk, barbecue, going to the pool. That's what some people, you know, they kind of by default think it's about. And it's not what it's about, people. Let me remind you again what it is about. It's a federal holiday. I'm going to give you the dictionary version so that you will not, you missed out some. It is a federal holiday in the United States remembering men and women who died while serving in the country's armed forces. Of the holidays, which is celebrated every year on the last Monday of May, was formerly known as Decoration Day, and originated after the American Civil War to commemorate the Union and Confederate soldiers who died in the war. By the 20th century, Memorial Day had been extended to honor all Americans who have died while in the military service. It typically marks the start of the summer vacation season, while Labor Day marks its end. Wow, that is pretty interesting when you put it that way. We really started to sit, take back and just started really thinking about it. Interesting. because I didn't really think of it that way. No, but I just kind of just knew about the fall. But, yeah, Memorial Day kind of does start the summer. It's like right when the summer starting, and Labor Day is right when the summer pretty much ends. That's a good way of putting it. Wow, yeah, whoever they wrote this Wikipedia thing, y'all are geniuses. So, you know, just reminding everybody, remember, take your time out of your day to thank these people who fought for you, man, and just honor them in some type of way, man. Y'all just continuously enjoy life and then still just honor those who's doing it. It's not saying it's going to stop you from having your fun. Have your fun, but still, in everything that you're doing, show appreciation for those who did selfless acts in order to protect your well-being. So, yeah. What we're going to do, we're going to go into some music. And again, you are welcome to call in. That's at 347-202-0389. Middle of the show, we will be getting ready to start doing a little giveaway. We got a copy of one of our most biggest supporters. That is from my boy Martin Carr, and you know he got his new album out on Rise. You will actually get a chance to get a hard copy of it. So winning, and then we autographed, sent all the way from the UK. How much more can you ask for, people? I'm just saying. All right, so let's go ahead and get to some music, man. We're going to go ahead and get into a classic here on the show, my girl Red Shades. This is Real Definition of Life. No, let's go a vibrant cooler. We in a barbecue mode. I don't know about y'all, but I had shot to Spring Creek Barbecue. Had some good barbecue for dinner today. Definitely loving it. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. And no, we ain't talking about McDonald's.
One for them people who don't really want no problems, who stay cool but minding they business, cause they don't be all for that drama, and they don't be losing they tempers, lest you wanna see, cause they'll find them. Yes, I'm cool, calm, and collected, but I will show you a reminder, cause
y'all know I don't play that. Please don't get your face smacked, but I'd rather be nice to you. Took a lot for me to say that.
Don't get it twisted, I know you will. Say what's on my mind, cause that's how I feel. I know you used to just acting wild, but not with me, cause I keep it chill.
Be tripping off these people.
Vibing and cooling now. Be vibing and cooling and
was sitting down, acting stupid. The girl was with me. I was doing stuff like I'm cheating.
I'm late to say much. Okay, we're going to go into the song right here on Hot to Dust Monday, Memorial Day Music and Randomness. Man, we got this next track is by, we're going to give you some more hot, just let us go, my boy Spinner, get to the money, because I got to get to that money, over.
Money on my mind all the time. Money on my mind all the time. Gotta get that money. Gotta get that money. Gotta get that money. Hey, hey. Gotta get that money. Gotta get that money. Gotta get that money. Yeah. I'm chasing paper like I'm running in a relay race. Money on my mind all the time, nothing taking place. I treat my money like a hoe. I spend it, then I get some more. Money is my best friend, you know what I'm saying, bro. I like the sight of money, I like the smell of money, I like the way it sounds
when I'm stacking in my honey.
Yeah, I toss it everywhere. Money flowing all in the atmosphere.
Keep it going in the party mood. T. Hullaby party remix right here on Hot to Dust Monday, Memorial Day Music and Randomness on Dust Fire Radio Network's Life at Dust Live. Let's get it.
Yeah. Nick CEO, T Hullaby, Party Remix, yeah.
Whoa, now goes down tonight, MC, old money in the thing tonight. Feeling good, jump fresh, I'm about to take flight. Heavyweight on a drink, I never drink like. Got the baddest in the room,
in the room.
The way she looking, we gon' leave here soon and do what grown folks do. It's Friday, I'm ready to get it poppin'. Once I'm started, it ain't no stopping. The club rockin', bass knocking. Me and my people been out a bar hoppin'. Folks dancing, having a good time. Nick and T Hullaby will make them unwind.
I just got paid, it's Friday night, got a lit fireplace, and a tall glass of wine. Wanna get away from here, jump fly like a bird. I'm blessing and raising the stress over mess that I can't control. Cause we gon' get it poppin' tonight.
Keep it going. Got some more music coming at you right here on How to Dust Monday, Memorial Day Music and Reminisce on Life of the Dust Live, baby. Your boy, Fetty J, got his next track coming up, which is All On Me, 100 Bands featuring Ben Freedy. Let's get it.
I'm in this bitch looking good like a million bucks. Gone off the loud, got me turned up. Shawty DTL, so she down to fuck. We in the club, getting naked like we about to fuck. You know I'm scrapped up, I ain't even tripping. Got my squad with me, so you know we winning. I ain't looking for no problems. But if you want war, you know my nigga got the chopper. Shotty on me, but you know I had to pass it to my team. I ain't worried about it, bitch, you know I like green. But she all on me. Turn up in the VIP, got drinks, got wings. See a bad bitch, just she all on me, all on me.
Bury me a G, and they won't know it. It's the same old source, same old tales, from the same old niggas, but the same old sales, from the same old times, from the same old jail. Nigga, do what you do, the same old smell. My nigga, my nigga,
my nigga, my nigga,
my nigga, my nigga,
my nigga, my nigga.
Get your egg right, homie, get your bag right, get your mag right. The diamonds around my neck flash like a flashlight.
Walk in the club, me and my thugs, you know what's up. We bout to turn up in the walk in the club, me and my thug, you know what's up. We bout to turn up in the VIP, got drinks, got weed. See a bad bitch, just she all on me, all on me, all on me, all on me, all on me.
Yeah, yeah, shout out to my boy DJ Chase in the building listening to the show. Appreciate it. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and read some foolishness for the, since it is Hot After Dusk Monday, and I do specialize in hot news and hot mess. I'm going to give y'all a little bit just to moisten your palate for Memorial Day. How perfect is that? Our first thing, got. And some people, man, you know, they just do too much. This is one of those instances. I got in quotes, and this is the headline, I did it for the family. I would only rob banks for my family. You can already tell this is getting ready to go. This is about to take a dark turn, but let's go ahead and visit it. Let's go ahead. All right, so the cats of Katy, Texas, seem to be a normal, quiet family for their secret lives as bank robbers was revealed last year. Scott Catt, who is 50 years old, and his 20-year-old son Hayden and 18-year-old daughter Abby stole $100,000 in two bank robberies before they were arrested at their middle-class apartment complex. But wait, there is more. So I want y'all to just let that marinate for you. You know, that little tidbit that it was given to us. Let that marinate. Let it sit. Now think on that for a second. Are people that dumb? You know, and of course, you know, wow, man. And it's always funny because, I mean, here's what the hot mess, some of this hot mess. People always going to make this whole thing about black people always doing crime and da, da, da. But you go look at this stuff in this middle class family who decides to, you know, go on these secret lives of being bank robbers. It's just crazy. They stole $100K in two bank robberies. So you do the math there. They were on some ish. The dad, of course, being 50, the 20-year-old son and 18-year-old daughter which they are still young and impressionable enough to be so naive to fall for something like this. And it's just, wow, man. I mean, is this just a state of how quote unquote bad the economy is? Because this is utterly ridiculous, man, to continuously see this kind of crap to where, I don't know, man. I mean, this is justifiable. And they, some of us work hard to get what we got. We work harder and harder and harder. And you go robbing people. Wow. I guess, man. Next story. Today's we're not going. I mean, and you know what's so crazy? Because I picked these particular stories. Because while you're sitting here on your day off from work today, you have to worry about somebody effing with your money. Isn't that just ridiculous? All right, continuously going. People work too. This is a quote that was said. People work too hard for their stuff, and someone is going to shoot you. Wow. Again, in dun da da da. Y'all, I just does it right to itself. I didn't pick this on. I didn't go look for Texas stories on purpose. Shout out to clumsycrooks.com. I just go on there and I find good stories. Never in the history of this show have I went back to back and this craziness has happened in the same exact area. Not only in Texas, because that's never happened. Two stories back to back being in Texas. Two stories being in the same exact metropolitan area. So we just said Katy. And for those of y'all who are not familiar with parts of Texas, Houston, Katy is part of the greater Houston area. So this next story takes place in Houston. Wow. I can't with these people. So the problems, problems of police were the release of one Houston teenager's worries when his mother and grandmother arrived to publicly scold him in the back of a squad car after his arrest earlier this month. Having already turned her son over to the law for attempted armed robbery, the boy's mother, DeAndra, was joined by her own irate mother outside the police station as a tough love tag team. But wait, what does wait y'all mean? There's more. So the question was, they get there, both of them ask her, what did you do? You did do something. You wouldn't be in this police car. What did you do? And, which, by the way, the kid is 16 years old. As his grandma is screaming at him, and he says, take your butt to school. Take your butt to school and this wouldn't happen. Would it? His grandma asked for a good measure, blah, 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 blah. So, justifying why she turned her child over to the police, DeAndra said that people work too hard for their stuff and somebody is going to shoot you. She continues, I didn't want to see that. I don't want to see that. I want for the best, and if this is what it takes for him to get help, let him get some help. She said she thought her son was out at a job interview when the armed robbery at the gas station was going on. My husband said he was well-dressed, so I thought maybe he was going to look for a job, she said to, of course, ABC 13. But when she found out police was looking for her team, Houston police said this mom brought him back to the scene. Police said the 16-year-old teen and another 15-year-old boy are suspected in another nearby incident and could face attempted robbery charges. So let's sit back and breathe for a second. Answer your question right away for those that ask. Yes, he's black. He's black. Yes, he is. He's black. Because I know you're going to ask. I know the question is going to come up, and I like to clear the air right away. I just don't know, man. Today's just not looking good for people. And it doesn't matter. It's like, in the words of Michael Jackson, it don't matter if you're black or white. It's some foolishness going around. You got one robbery, And this is all going on in freaking the greater Houston area. You got one robbery dealing with middle class white family, and then you got one with lower class black family. This is just getting out of hand. It does not. Obviously, we see in Houston that it's not about what race you are. Foolish is going to happen. Wow, people! I thought Action 6 News was bad. That is ridiculous. All right, so we're gonna go to another music break. I will be mentioning. I'm going ahead and mention this now. What we'll be doing? I'm a giveaway today, so be on the lookout for that. You call in 347-202-0389, and with that, you will be able to get a chance to possibly win a free copy of my boy Martin Carr's new album, Rise, one of the greatest supports out of the UK. So shout out to people all the way across the pond showing love to us. I'm going to go ahead and go into one of his tracks now, speaking of which, this is Martin Carr's Get Away, and we'll be back.
It's not hard to see. Life's running away, away with me. I'm caught up in a maze. Feeling all alone on those rainy days.
There's nowhere to run. I got nowhere to hide, yeah.
Yeah.
Girl, I wanna tell you how I'm feeling inside. Inside, yeah. It's not right that I wanna spend the night, but I'm fighting all these feelings inside.
Inside.
The only thing that I need right now is for I wanna get away.
I wanna get away from here. I gotta get away from here. I wanna get away from here. I wanna get away from another place, another place.
Let's keep it going. This is a song for you by Martin Carr. Let's keep it going, baby.
gon' get the whole club crumb. We got fly drinks in that VIP. We got Major League rolling up the weed. We got Get Me Live, we gon' get me live. Shots out to T certified. We got East Side this bitch, West Side this bitch, South Side this bitch. Man, can't no nigga tell me shit. Yeah, I'm drunk and out on the dance floor with a bad bitch who's a centerfold. My cup low and I need some more. Super Kool-Aid. What you wanna hate for? You know I brought the Kool-Aid. Keep talking down, you know I kick your fucking tooth in. I'm a heartless ass nigga. You can say I'm ruthless. I'm going off of this XO while I'm flipping on this XO. I'm about to leave the club with the best hoe in my XO. Let's go. Let's hit the after party, cause that's where the fun begin. After that we hit a Denny's, baby, you can bring your friends. Cause I'm full of that liquor.
Big text done rolled up, GML done showed up, Major League about to pull up, that drone, that goose, I swag up and hit goose, I swag up and hit goose, I turn up and get loose, I party like a white boy, swagging like a man, whole club rocking, rocking like a band, strippers in the VIP cause bands are like the dance.
Yeah, we're going to keep it going, man. That's what I do in this thing. Y'all know I did not talk about that all the time. Y'all know I am being completely goofy. All right, so we're going to head on to some more music right here on the Memorial Day Music and Reverence Show right here on Hot Dust Monday. This next track is by... I'm going to keep it turned up, man. We've been doing such a great job of that. They're going to keep you that way the whole time, man. This next track is by my boy, Greedy. Man, and we're going to play All Right, All Right, All Right. All Right, All Right, All Right.
I say All Right, All Right. I say All Right,
All Right. These beats are so fresh.
Double money, bad bitch up on
Just a moment, I will be releasing a brand new track, exclusive track to Life That Does Live. Should tell you about my boy Martin Carr. Yes, we're here first. Here first. It's not even been released in the UK yet. That's how on top of our ish we are in. And the love that we get from my boy Martin Carr. I love it, man. Appreciate it. Got a new track out for him in a bit. Before we get to that, we got another track for you. Keep it turned up. That's what we've been doing all day, right? And let's keep doing it, man. I'm not going to do no less than that. We're going to go to the next track by... little snippet from my boy Monty Williams first.
Tell the white boy, wait, gone off the drink, gone off the troll, mine gone for show. I tell the white boy, wait, drink, and I get hella fade. We gon' get fucked up tonight. Sitting at money in this bitch. My plans to fucking party like I'm getting 86.
Okay,
my teeth are fucking numb.
Okay,
yep, we polish off these bits.
Go ahead.
Every bad bitch in here is drunk enough to show up to tits.
Woo!
Get fine, who? I don't give a fuck what. I'm out here carrying gold banging hoes with this drink in my cup. Man,
get
I'm blazing, rolling tough. Eyes blazing, looking shut.
Oh boy,
I know child, yup. But got two aces, wanna fuck.
Break your dime, who the why?
He ain't nice than I is.
Nah.
I'ma take real niggas for niggas that's really ignorant. That's all my OGs, that OG. Now that's real spit.
Real spit.
They wanna be calling this man, my crew be the shit.
Okay,
they all trying to fuck.
Okay,
now, they see we going in. We don't just buy around the shot, bitch. We buy at least 10. Don't talk about it, be about it. You can, we do it big.
Okay,
we been made good music. They ain't fucking with my white bitch. Wait, gone off the drink, gone off the troll, mine gone for show. I said the white boy, wait, drink, that I get hella paid. I said the white boy, wait, gone off the drink, gone off the troll, mine gone for show. I said the white boy, wait, drink, that I get hella paid.
All right. Yeah, we knew the building. I got a special, very special guest I see. It's a person I have not seen in a very long time. Now, because y'all know I got this super psychic powers on the show, right? And I didn't even check the green room on this. This is how good my psychic powers are. If I'm not mistaken, this is that woman that got three letters in her name that are the exact same. I think they're three Y's. It got to be the juiciest of the juiciest of the juiciest in the building. Am I right?
You are absolutely right.
Oh, my God, I'm so good. I got to give myself a hand for my great, 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 great
sucker. Oh,
that's so sweet. I mean, how do I do it? I don't know.
It's been a long time, Sunny J.
Yes, it has been a long time.
That's all right. How you been?
Been good. It's about to get real now because the juice is loose.
The juice is loose.
Oh, Lord.
We used to have long ones, didn't we? 2 hours. You still doing 2-hour shows?
Oh, I've been doing 2 hours. You know, y'all know how I do it, man. I switch it up. I was 2 hours. Then I recently, like a couple of weeks ago, went right down to one.
Oh, okay.
Because I've been
doing
2 hours, boy. Those 2 hours be giddy. You'd be like, man. I done caught myself a couple of times. I almost fell. Yo, ain't nobody saying nothing, but I just kind of fell asleep.
Right.
Like doing one of the music breaks, they got up on the right there. I was like, okay, quick, awake.
Right, them 2 hours is long, yeah. But I see you still doing your thing, and I congratulate you on that because that's, you know, that's some good work.
Thank you.
Conduct and host and keep a talk show, so I applaud you for that.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Now, I'm gonna tell you, but you see, you didn't even know this was going to happen to you. When you called in, right? You called in, and since you're number five, you're the fifth caller. To ask you press one, y'all just press one, so that's on y'all. Guess what happened to you? Because you didn't even know this would happen. So one of the great supporters of my show, all the way in the UK, my boy Martin Carr, is giving out an autographed copy of his new album, Rise, to my fifth caller. Since you're the fifth caller, that's pretty much makes it that you're going to get that copy of that CD. So let's give her a hand for that. yes. You didn't even know that was going to happen. You're like, wait, that's coming. I didn't know it was coming to that. What's going down.
I will gladly take a copy of that autograph.
Yes.
And it's
you don't like it because it's, you know, he got some stuff in there that, you know, that was serenade you. You're like, okay. like that song for you, you play on here and get away. All that stuff, it's catchy songs that get stuck in your head.
Yeah.
You'd still be singing. Like, I've seen
the
song all the time.
The kind I can't forget, huh?
Yeah, I don't, and I'm not just saying that to be saying that. I really do be walking around. It's all right if I was in night. I'd be singing that stuff in my head all day. I'm like, God, it's stuck in my head.
Well, I can't wait to get my copy, man.
So, you know, that's something you can definitely get the juice loose on.
I'm going to wait to get the juice loose.
All right, so yes. Besides that, man, what's been going on with you? What you been up to?
Well, you know, I moved from state to state. I did the New York thing, then I relocated to Ohio. Now I'm in Atlanta.
Oh, you in the ATL?
I live in the ATL.
Wow, I did not know that you was in the ghetto, dirty South.
I'm in the dirty, baby.
Let me find out that Jews trying to get closer and closer to Texas. Uh-oh.
I am in dirty, Shetty.
I know. I still have not visited there. I need to take me a grand drop-off into ATL.
Exactly.
Just for a hot second, because, I mean, there's too many people who keep hitting me up. You got to come to ATL, man. You got to come to ATL, so... Oh, man.
You would love it.
The ATL going to get juice, my ties. It's going to get real. We try to warn y'all. We try to warn y'all what's going to happen is happen.
They trying to get me out here, boy. They trying to get me to jeopardize it. Actually, slow down. Can you believe it, Sadie?
Yeah, so see, you like you're a Georgia teacher. You're not even from Georgia. That's crazy, Bert.
Yes.
Now they're going to be after say, come here, you know, it's for all the old pimp dudes. Come here, baby, let me holler at you for a minute. talking to you like that. So they go,
let me holler at you. Let me get some of that juice, baby. I want to know, I got a question for you, baby. You know, I want to know.
They don't.
It must be jelly, cause jam don't shake
like
that.
Don't shake like that.
Oh Lord, and that's just one of the corny old school lines they're gonna use on you.
Oh yeah, trust me, they didn't try them all.
David, let me give you some of this whipper peel.
You got that whipper peel.
Said he's still singing.
Yes, I know you because you know I'm celebrating 5 years now on the fifth anniversary.
Wow.
When they came through, the Sweet came through. You're still singing. It was like that's just what we do. We sing all the time.
That's
the
life.
Radio Raheem, Radio Raheema.
You said Sweet was on there.
Yep, Sweet was there.
Oh man. Just Love.
Miss TC just last night. Yeah, they
that's
was it. They
my
was
girl.
There.
Oh wow, that's awesome.
Goofy's still doing this thing. He went over to Spreaker now.
He went over where?
He over at Spreaker now.
What is that?
It's another affiliate. I've been able to use. It's like Blog Talk somewhat. But, yeah.
What is it called again?
Speaker. It's like Speaker, but it's an R after, gosh, I forget, after the P. So it says Speaker and Spreaker. Yep, he over there now doing his shows. And he acting a fool just like he always
has. Oh, I know he's acting a fool. He had to move over there so he won't have to be censored. Because after Obama started getting his own web page and started doing stuff, remember they started censoring us?
Yes.
So before
Lord.
It was very uncensored. It was raw.
Raw. I get very, I go into. So, yeah, people know me, especially because Wednesdays on the show we do, because it's Hump Day After Dusk. You know, we always have it to where people call it and they share their, you know, our guests that we have for a day, they share their 90 moments of the week. And so 90 moments of the week is when they share some of the naughtiest things they've ever done. And you hear some of the stuff that some people share, you're like, wow.
Wow.
Yeah, you thought your life was exciting. They come and turn it, they're like, whoa, I need to go step it up.
Wow, you need to step it up. You too.
Yeah, so wow, since we're doing it, I'm going to put you on blast. What is your naughty moment of the week? What's the naughtiest thing that you have ever done? Because we got you in the building, we might as well put you on blast.
Oh, boy. What in the world? You want the juice to say that on the radio, on the talk show?
Yeah, you know, you can give them, you got to give them the... You give them the, how can I put it, the quick version. Don't give them, you ain't got to give them the vain, the breakdown. As I walked into the house, I was, you know, you do all that.
Oh, no, Seti. let's see. What's the naughtiest thing I've ever done? Alex, I don't think I have an answer. Boop, boop, boop.
I right, let's see if my contestant is going to answer the question. Again, the question of the day is, what is the naughtiest moment you've ever had?
What's yours, Sadie J? Give me yours first.
Oh, God, I've given so many out here, I don't even know any. I think I can write like an encyclopedia. which one? Let me give you one of them.
Give me one.
Actually, it was supper time. The last supper was like 2 summers ago. I got to say it's pool. Yeah, everybody knows you're going to get the episode again. You will remember what that was about.
Pool.
Yes, it was in the pool.
In the pool.
Yes. So
wow.
It's like, I want to win anymore. No. And it just happens like, ta-da. And then the rest is history.
And with that cold water, you was able to keep it up?
Yeah, you got concentration.
You must have been hot, boy. Yeah, you must have been hot.
I was in the heat. I was like a dog or something. I was in the heat. Yes. So you see how easy that was. But
yeah,
I was a little more descriptive. So you see that. So what is yours?
I would have to say on the PG version, making love in the rain in the park.
You know what? A lot of people say park, but I haven't heard of that one, the rain. New one. I like when they got three new ones. Good new one.
Yeah.
I'm giving you a promise. You evaded me, but you gave me but when you finally gave me one, you gave me a good one.
I gave you a good one.
Persistence rules the nation, ladies and gentlemen. Persistence rules the nation.
That's true. You got
all right. Well, everybody, I know we're getting ready to come to a close. Don't cry. Try not to cry.
Well, it was wonderful being on the show as far as all
the nosy people that want to know what's going on for the rest of the week, what is going on the rest of the weekend in Death Spot Radio Land? Well, on Tuesday, y'all know I have to do it every Tuesday, the Glitz of Grammar, and that's hosted by the beautiful ladies from H-Town, and they all got and also co-hosted by yours truly, and which, you know, is always a bickering match every Tuesday. So we'll see how it goes this week. They actually got a guest coming through, artist B. Banks, and the topic for the week is marriage to divorce, or not a divorce. That is the question. On Hump Day After Dusk Wednesday, my girl, Miles Serena, will be in the building. And, yes, I'm on nice. That's my girl, Juice, and I can be nice to that. It's only Monday, so that's why we didn't take it there, people. But on Wednesday, Serena's not getting out of it. And then we'll be back next week, man. Y'all know, doing some more craziness. So there you go.
That's right. Well, it was wonderful being on the show and talking to you, Sadie.
It was good speaking to you, too. You know, seeing you do well, seeing you hold it down in the South. You're not in the Midwest anymore. You're in the South.
Right.
Where it goes down.
I'm going to hold it down. Where it goes down. You continue to hold it down, too, baby.
I will.
Wonderful job.
Thank you. Y'all know what that means. We put a rolling out. Remind you in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, where there's a J, over there's a U. And notice I said J, because it's juicy, steady J. Then it worked perfectly. Oh, there's a U. There is. Y'all tuned to the episode of Life at the Dusk Live. Your boy, Steady J. And shout out to my girl, Juicy. That's
with three Y's,
by the way.
With three Y's, baby.
Don't forget the other two Y's. Don't forget.
That's right.
All right. We out, y'all. Peace.
J-U-I-C.